Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Cache Valley Transit District, welcome to 2023. We are going to have an exciting year. Would you join me in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The agendas before you, and we're the consent agenda, which includes the approval of this agenda, the approval of the meeting minutes from December 14th, and the next meeting notice of February 22nd. I would accept a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Is there a second? So there's a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any against that? Moving on. We'll make some time for some public comments. Is there any public among us that would like to comment? I have board members online, but I don't see any public here. So we'll move on. Let's go directly to the board business and talk about a big blue van out front. Todd, would you?
Sure. So we brought the van so you can kind of see what it's going to be. So we're looking to start pool February 6th. So we're getting close. It's coming quick. Do you mind pulling up just that information, Colton? So we've had information out to the public for a couple weeks now. We put passenger alerts on all the bus stops in the zone, and then we've also been sharing information with folks, and it's been good. This is just the landing page. If you haven't seen it before, it's cbtdbus/pool. It's been great because we've already started interacting with the public, had questions, comments, which has been really good. So one thing just to make you aware of, with any new service, there's always going to be questions and comments. And so if you get questions or concerns, please direct them to us. We're happy to address them, especially with such a different type of service. I'm sure that there'll be a few bumps in the road, but that's expected. So we got the vans. We're fitting them with bike racks, and we've got the staff. We're ready to roll. So
you've got two, right?
We've got two here. We've got a third one coming, but we'll be great to start the service. So any questions that you have? I would encourage you even to get out and use it once it starts. Yes?
The pool vans, do they have bike racks? Or
so there'll be one place for one bike rack on the front of the vehicles. Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Other questions?
But they aren't available in Logan, are they?
So just a portion of Logan. So Cliffside, okay. The water lab.
So we can't use it. I can't use
it. You can go down into the zone and use it.
I can go up to Cliffside.
Drive up to Cliffside.
You can drive the building.
Park your car.
There you go. I'll park and say, I need Coloride.
That is a very common statement.
Is what?
I need Coloride. Are there any board member questions or discussions about this? Any clarity needed? Okay, according to the rules that govern us, we need to have a public hearing for any service changes. So it is 5:34 on the 25th. We're going to enter into a public hearing on the pool service changes, and would open it up to anybody to discuss it. Okay, I need a motion to close the hearing.
So moved.
Okay, we got Dave Geary and Gregory Shannon is seconding it. All in favor to close the hearing on pool service changes, make it manifest by an aye.
Aye.
Are there any aye. Negatives, nays? Okay, it sounds like it carries. Thank you, everyone. Let's have a little report on any presentations to different city councils. I know a few of those have gone on. I don't have any particular order. Anyone that's presented to a city council or elected officials recently would like to report back? Gregory, you're kind of chair of this. Could you give me some insight on what's happening?
The insight I have is I know one that's been done, but that was City of Nibley.
That was Nibley's, and you reported on that last time well, right?
Mary's done one.
I did one. Heights, my hometown.
Yes.
It went well.
Were there.
Yeah, I wish I knew.
You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
And I, in a way, I was kind of relieved. It was just me.
and the council, but okay. That way I had, they weren't gawking around anywhere else, and they all seemed to stay awake. I just tried to make it happy and let them know that the one I was telling Todd, the one comment was when I came to the vouchers. And I think everybody agrees that that's a real good program, and they'll be grateful. As time goes on, they'll see the benefit of having that. Because how many of us have acted as either a parent or a child or a neighbor of somebody that needs a ride?
Yeah.
And so then you're able to offer them money, and they can take it and not feel guilty.
Yeah.
Per out per mile.
Good. Thanks, Mary. And Sean, you visited Hiram.
Yeah, me and
Paul James.
And Curtis and Paul James. Yeah, visited with Hiram. It went well. They had quite a few questions, and they appreciate the information. So, just general.
Any
positive
questions that insight, things we need to change, any data points that we should act on?
You know, I think it went really well. Sean did a great job, and Curtis was there to be able to support us, and there wasn't really any major questions. I think everybody just appreciates the service.
Okay, really great. You know, just as an FYI, if you don't want to do it alone, you should take Sean. And I always take him because he knows all the history of the organization, and it's a real data source. So, any others? We have Logan on the 7th at 5:30 p.m. And everybody's been given their script.
5:30-ish.
Ish.
The meeting begins at 5:30.
Ish, okay. Thank you, everyone, for everything you're doing on behalf of the Cache Valley Transit District. Your contribution means a lot, and I appreciate it. Let's go down to the general manager's report. Todd, can you give us an update on groundbreaking?
So we have the groundbreaking scheduled for March 6th at 11 a.m. We'll be sending out a save the date either the end of this week or first of next week.
It's going to be a snow breaking.
so we are prepared for that. We will make sure that we have things, a tent, different things to accommodate that. But we would really love for you to get out, especially as you're doing these presentations or going back to the councils, and just really give them an invite. We'd love to have as many elected officials as we could at the groundbreaking, and they'll have an opportunity to, you know, turn some dirt with a golden shovel. We want this to be their event as much as ours. You know, we serve the communities, and so we want them to feel like this is their building as well.
Would it be possible for you to actually send out an invitation? I know that's Cherise.
So we're sending out a save the date at the end of this week or first of next week, and then we'll follow that up with an invitation as well.
I mean, two elected officials.
Correct. We will send that.
Because I sometimes think when we say it to them, they say, oh, yeah, yeah. But having that follow-up. Email is helpful.
For sure. We will definitely send them a couple times. We'll touch them with an invite. We're excited. We will definitely make it a big press event. We'll even get the press from Salt Lake to be there. We're really excited about the opportunity to have our congressman, our state folks, even our regional FTA administrator says she's going to come out and bring some of her team out for this event, so we should have a lot of support.
We can call it a snowflake groundbreak.
Oh, that's clever. We'll have shirts made.
Sorry, my brain was, I was just like,
what,
doing that.
What time again?
11 o'clock is when we'll start that.
Okay.
So is somebody going to like till up the soil first, or are we going to try to jump the shovels onto the ice?
We'll make sure there's some good, fresh, soft soil for everybody.
I would enjoy watching
some
people try to cut, dig down.
Yeah, we'll make sure we don't have to have a pick to pick
around. That's why I said it should be the snowflake ground break.
A gold pick.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, that's excellent.
Yep.
Let's have on that note, a facility construction update by Curtis Roberts.
So you can go till 6:30, right?
You get 2 minutes.
Actually, you start at 6:30. You got to go to 6:40.
I'm going to deviate just a tinge because I want to get this out of the way. I've had a couple questions about retirement. All of you in attendance should have this form. I'll give you specific directions on how to get the website to process your distribution. For everybody in here, if you do absolutely nothing, those on screen too, if you do absolutely nothing, if your balance is less than $1,000, after February 15, they will just send you a check, and that will be the end of it. If your balance is over $1,000, they will roll that amount into an IRA, and then you have to work with the IRA company that Alliance Benefit Group has that it goes to.
But
if you don't want that to happen, follow the instructions.
It's taxable income, right?
Yes. If you roll it over to an IRA, then it won't be. But if you get a check, yes, for you, it's taxable distribution.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's up to you whether or not you do something. There are a few of you that have already taken care of it. Thank you. So.
You have to do both of them or just one?
It depends on if you have money withheld out of your account voluntarily. Most of you did not, and so there's just the one 401A. Jumping to the facility construction, we're getting excited. It's coming up, and in preparing for that, we have gone through and taken a number of steps to address and mitigate potential factors that we're analyzing when it comes to construction. A big concern for us, we preach it all the time, is safety. And so we're taking a lot of factors to make sure that things are being done safely, and also that we're monitoring the project to make sure it's being done in accordance with all the drawing spec standards. So we're taking a lot of efforts to hire consultants to do that. But there's a number of things that we're doing personally. So one of the things we want to make sure you guys are aware of, we've assigned a team of us. We'll be making rotating through, but we'll all be visiting the site daily to monitor that the contractors got all their signs posted, make sure they're functioning safely. If we see anything, we can take it directly to their site attendant and take care of those things. So we're going to really focus on that. And by doing that, we're really trying to keep the visits to the site by employees or other personnel controlled and monitored so that we're not disrupting their work. We want that work to continue to flow and progress in a safe manner. So in doing so, what we thought we would do is give a method for the board members, if you want to go out and visit the site at some time, what we're proposing is that we would have you coordinate and contact Cherise. Cherise will then work with me, and I work with Big D, and we'll coordinate a time for you to go out and visit the site, if any of you want to do that, if you want to invite an elected official to go out and see the site. We're probably going to stage a couple dates as we get through to say, okay, we're making the site available if anybody wants to go out at this time, and we can do some walkthroughs. We know sometimes there's interest, but we also realize that safety is a huge concern. We can't just have people walking up and trying to get on site. So our proposal is that we coordinate that through Cherise, if any of you wanted a specific time to go out and visit. So, but we want to make sure that that is open to you and that we can go on site. But we want to also assure you as management, we're going to be taking steps on a daily basis to make sure that things are being constructed according to all the standards that we have, and we can see things are working right. Questions about what we're doing or how that works?
Are you going to start construction before the groundbreaking, or that you got to wait till the groundbreaking?
Yeah, you will probably start seeing fencing go up. There's some things that that Big D got started on early to make sure that the construction delays didn't happen, that we'd have certain Joyce and Deck is the big one. So they're supposed to be putting up a fence and receiving that and getting it out there on site so that they're ready to go, and it won't delay any construction. So you could see some fencing going up, you could see some deliveries and things, but they're gonna wait for the ground to
thaw.
Covered with snow. There's a lot of ice out there. I drove out by there, and there was a lot of water on our property and none in the ditch. And so I'm not quite sure how that works, but Big D's coordinating all that site prep, but they'll probably start coordinating some of that here in the next few weeks, and you can see some activity going out. But all the major work will happen after the groundbreaking.
Do you have any wetland out there?
The drainage ditch technically is wetland. It's cordoned off by the sidewalks. We'll monitor to make sure that that doesn't get disturbed. Nothing goes over the.
Do you have mitigated wetlands on the site then?
Yeah, it runs right through the middle of the whole property, so it'll be south of where we're building currently.
Okay.
And we may end up watching that ditch, and we may petition to have it removed because we've wanted monitoring the last couple of years, and it's been bone dry all year round. And we've actually talked to FTA that we could have another analysis done and actually remove that wetlands potentially. We'll see.
I love that. That is not a good word. That remove wetland is, does not sit well with me.
I'm sorry. But if it's not wet anymore, it's kind of hard to call it wetlands. So, but we do have steps to protect that area right now, and it's totally cordoned off with sidewalk on both sides of it, so nobody can, we should be able to construct along.
Okay.
That's actually one of the checklist items that we've got on our checklist is make sure that that wetlands is protected.
Now, if only we could get water in it.
I would love it.
Out of our property. Yeah.
I have no problem if we return to wetlands. I'd be great.
I'm guessing that the sidewalk prevents it from.
No, it's all got a whole drainage system that comes out from a leftover canal system. It's just it's been so dry it all dries up before it hits that area. Because then it flows from there out to the airport area.
Which is always wet.
Yeah. Other questions?
Other questions. Before you leave, just one thing. Thank you for 16 years of service.
Oh, yeah.
For 16 years, we appreciate your service and your contribution to the district. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just in a couple closing comments, you know, the legislature's in full swing right now. Tomorrow morning, we're going to go down and present on our funding request. Todd's down there, seems like daily. Texted me at 7:30 this morning and said, we just had a great series of appointments. I don't know how he got there that quick, but he has been working hard to make sure that our interests are being represented down there, and appreciate all the work he's doing. Are there any other comments that the board would like to make? Because according to my agenda, it's 6:45, and we're going to adjourn. Anything, other questions, comments? What's that?
So thank you. This is Carrie. She works with us, and so you may see her when Charisse needs some time off, so she's here to.
You mean that doesn't happen ever, hopefully.
Can I take just a minute? Because Carrie is a fantastic employee. She's been with us for 7 years now. When we first started, a lot of her job was data entry, and as we've migrated and taken on a lot more technology, Carrie's skill set has evolved, and she actually knows a ton more about the operations than she wants to admit. But she's also stepping up and becoming one of the assistants that I rely on quite almost completely for a lot of our compliance areas. And so she's taking on a lot of our areas, wetland stuff, but a lot of the DBE, Title VI, EEO. So a lot of times when we're bringing here these policies for you to approve, Carrie's the one who's behind the scenes making sure they're complying, double checking the list, and she is a fantastic asset to our team and valuable like none other. So I just have to plug that. She is great.
Thanks.
Good to meet her.
Patrick, I do have.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
So with respect to you going down to talk about the funding request, yeah, is there anything that we as board members can do or should do or?
Yeah, I think, one of the stumbling points all the time with Cache Valley Transit District, it's one of those very behind-the-scenes organizations that's a cornerstone of the entire community. And especially in a time when we need some excess funds to finish out this project, great time to promote all the good things the Cache Valley Transit District does. More than 2,000 to 3,000 rides a day. For every dollar you put in the system, you get $5.30 of economic development. 57% of the rides, we're just getting people to work. This is a core resource in the community, and it really doesn't get advertised much beyond just the big blue bus that's driving around. So if you're in a position of influence or you find yourself in contact with legislators, even just any level of elected official, speak well of the CVTD. It's doing a great service in this community.
And our legislators are fully informed.
Anything else we should do?
No, I think that's great. And our legislators are informed about what we're doing, our request. But I don't think it hurts to contact them and say, hey, we just want to let you know again. So this morning, we were reporting to the folks that make up the Northern Utah Chamber Coalition, several counties, but Representative Johnson spoke highly of our request for funding for the project, and so they're helping us as well. But I think Patrick's got a great point. Just be an advocate out there, whether it's locally or if you know some state legislators, to contact them. That would be great.
Go ahead, Mary.
In times past, I haven't noticed it yet, but the Herald Journal, during the legislative session, prints in the newspaper all of the addresses of other people that would pertain to us. Would it be good to write them letters or write a letter to the editor? I hesitate doing that because you always get such a lot of feedback that's negative.
Yeah, anytime.
It's easy. It's super easy to go online and email them.
Yeah, any type of positive report for this would be great.
Yeah, it's because I've done it on many issues that have come up, you know, that affect Logan City, and it, you know, it if you've got to do 40 of them, it might take you half an hour, but it. Yeah. It's well worth it, and you get responses from at least 50% of them.
Okay.
So,
really good tip. All right. Well, any support we can get in those regards would be very helpful.
Yeah. Do you know when the bill is? When, what, is it a bill or is it just an appropriation?
It's an appropriation, so it will be coming out of the Infrastructure Committee, which is Senator Wilson's committee, but it's just an appropriations request. But yeah, if you would like, I can send you the committee members that are on his committee. I can send you those emails out.
And that would be perfect.
You can contact them and encourage them to support this project.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I think that would be really good, Jeannie. I think those things make a huge difference. So.
And even, you know, I mean, I've found that you don't have to be like wordy or anything like that. You can just say that you're a board member, and as a board member and a community member, we are constantly amazed by the impact and pleased with the workings of the Cache Valley Transit District, and we hope to be able to offer that service in an even broader capacity with this new structure, kind of thing. You know, just not, doesn't have to be big.
Yep. How does the appropriation bill work? Does it have to be, it goes through the committee and then is it passed by both the House and the Senate?
Correct. So how these appropriations work, you know, it may get support and be fine, but even up until the last day, it could get pulled too. So we won't know for sure until the session's over. But so I think touching these legislators a couple times might be a great thing. I mean,
so beyond just those that are really working on it right now, anybody that we know will be voting on it.
Yes,
down there,
for sure.
So as far as you know, you haven't gotten any negative feedback from the Speaker of the House or the President of the Senate?
So I'm actually meeting with the President of the Senate on Friday. We'll have an individual meeting with him and we'll talk about this as well. We're trying to get with House leadership as well, which we'll arrange that. And we're even getting support from Cache County with some folks that we're working with to help us in sharing that message. And so at this point, things are looking fairly promising. But, I mean, you never know. So yeah. I think all of this that Jeannie suggested is helpful.
Mm-hmm. What about the Idaho side of our service? How does that tie in? Does
nothing to do with our appropriation?
It doesn't really help. But so it's we have a contract with them to provide that service, essentially.
So how they come up with their money is their deal, like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, okay. It's not really our thing so much.
Todd, would you email those addresses that you said?
Yes? I'll send those out, yes, tomorrow. I'll send that out to you.
Tomorrow. You'll be with me all day.
We can do that. Sure. I'll get it to you.
In the next day or two, we'll be fine.
Okay. We're done. Thank you, everyone.
You know, the team stay organized. So, would you like to talk if you're
talking about the facility?
Just like, really, like 2 minutes, because we don't want